This is Jay Sekulow. What would be the one question you would like to ask Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
New Quinnipiac poll shows a dead heat. Clinton 47, Trump 46. Both camps now trying to lower expectations as a result.
There's a Bloomberg poll that shows the opposite result of the Quinnipiac poll. This is among likely voters. It has Donald Trump now leading Hillary Clinton by 2 points, 43 to 41 nationally. A couple of new battleground polls coming out this morning. This is from the Opinion Research Corporation via CNN. Donald Trump in the state of Colorado leading 42 to 41. And in Pennsylvania, Hillary Clinton now leading him by a single point, 45 to 44. So things in the Keystone State tightening up.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
There's now looking like there's going to be pressure on Lester Holt, who's the moderator of tonight's debate, to be an instant fact checker. That's what the Clinton campaign would like to see. The Donald Trump campaign is saying exactly the opposite, that it should be the candidates who are fact checking each other.
Clinton campaign has clearly been gaming the refs, has been talking to the media for a week now, saying it's your job to make sure that Donald Trump is fact checked in real time. I'm just surprised a campaign manager would try to lower expectations that dramatically for his own candidate. But look, they know that campaign debates are not Hillary Clinton's sweet spot.
I think the expectations on Hillary are very, very high. I mean, she's been doing this for 30 years. I think people expect her to know every little detail, and you know, she has to perform. I think in a way that is of the highest of expectations. In the case of Donald Trump, look, he's the outsider. He's a person who's never run before, let alone be in a presidential debate. But he's going to be ready. And I think one of the things that Donald Trump has going for him is he's got very good instincts.
We feel very confident that we have the coalition in place to win. There's still a lot of undecided voters. And in many ways, with this debate coming up, we're just starting. This race is just beginning.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Tonight's the night. They say it's going to be the most watched television event, rivaling the Super Bowl, as the Democratic nominee for President Hillary Clinton faces off with the Republican nominee for President Donald Trump. We ask you this question. What is the question you would like to see the moderators ask these candidates? We'll take your calls on that at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'd like to ask a couple of things. I'd like to ask why President Obama wants to give away control over the internet. I'd like to ask why the president was utilizing and Hillary Clinton was utilizing private emails, but now we've learned that the president actually communicated with Hillary Clinton via a pseudonym. So you wonder why there was no prosecution? The president was on that private server. We'll take your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. And we also have an email out today on the issue of genocide. And I'd like to see that addressed at this debate tonight. It's going to be a big debate. By the way, I want to welcome to the Jay Sekulow Live Affiliate Networks, The Answer, 970 AN WNYM in New York City. So we are thrilled that The Answer 970 is now part of our team. And as a native New Yorker, I am thrilled to be broadcasting to our friends in Manhattan and the greater New York area and the boroughs. So that's great. So welcome, WNYM, AM 970, The Answer. We're thrilled you're with us. All right, Jordan, your reaction on what we're getting. And by the way, get your social media comments into Logan. He'll pull those as well.
The race is tighter than ever before. Donald Trump is now in striking distance in some very key battleground states, including the latest poll out of Colorado, which could be a very decisive state in this election. He's actually in the lead. Republicans have lost this state in the both most recent presidential elections with President Obama at the ticket. He had a lot more enthusiasm, though, than Hillary Clinton, especially from the liberal voters out in Colorado. But there's plenty of moderates, plenty of conservatives out in Colorado. And I think that you're seeing Donald Trump on the up. Now, this is a big night. He could go right back down on the down after this. But secondary, Hillary Clinton has just been hit hard. I think there's serious questions about her health, her capability, and of course, all the scandals surrounding her.
I think the scandals will be part of it. I think the Middle East will be part of it. Will it be 4 more years of President Obama? So,
do you think health is fair game tonight for him to bring up if he does it right?
Absolutely.
So do I. I think that you could do something like that.
No, look, her health is an issue in this campaign. It can be brought up. All right, we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Get your comments in to Logan on social media. We'll get those when we come back from the break. Back with more in just a moment.
The Obama administration is giving up American control over the internet, handing over its most important technical functions to a, quote, multinational body, perhaps even the United Nations. Do we really want Russia or China influencing whether we can create websites? Do we want the UN controlling key aspects of the world's most powerful mode of communication, our free speech? America has kept the internet free. Don't let our nation sign over our freedom to dictators. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. America has kept the internet free for decades. There's no reason to trust the dictators from Russia and China will protect our freedoms. Maintain American control and protect our online liberty. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
The Answer 970 AM in New York. Let me tell you, what you just heard on that bumper music was our band here at Jay Sekulow Live. We have a band, so all the bumper music you hear is done by our team. We've got the debates tonight. It is going to be, to quote Donald Trump, huge. And that is not an understatement, by the way. They're expecting in excess of 100 million people domestically watching it, not to mention the overseas audience. It will rival the Super Bowl, and I suspect in what's going to happen, it will rival the Super Bowl as well. We're asking you the question you want to have asked, and I will tell you one of the questions I am very concerned about. It's not getting the play it's entitled to, and that is, President Obama is ready to transfer control of the internet away from U.S. review. We right now have a contractual relationship with the Department of Commerce and what's called ICANN. And imagine this dramatic scenario, which our special counsel, Craig Parshall, wrote about a few months back. The White House pushes for the United States to abandon its historic role as the protector of the internet, transferring the last vestige of that authority over to a private organization populated by international tech gurus. But the gurus also hold 7 smart cards that could either restart the internal security framework of the entire internet in the event of a catastrophe, or else they could disable it. America holds its breath to see how it will rule the most important communication platform in the history of the planet, and we are about to surrender it. Right now, we have a contractual control. We can pull that contract at any moment. We are going to get this. Comes at a time when people, and including our government, is questioning the security and stability of cybersecurity, even for this election.
Yeah, and you know, this is one I want to remind people, especially for our new audience, we have been talking about literally on this broadcast
for months,
for years. Years. Right. And Congress has been able to prevent this. I think President Obama, because of re-elections and, you know, congressional elections, didn't push it. But you talk about that, how these are the dangerous days of the Obama administration. There is no reason the U.S. government has to give this away. We could keep this forever and control the internet. And you imagine why that's so important for national security.
Yeah, because we have First Amendment free speech. Nobody else has it like we have.
What's also interesting here, and it's why people like Hillary Clinton and President Obama get a lot more big business support than you think. The Democrats always say, oh, we're the party of the poor and the lower middle class. Big businesses can then take over this nonprofit.
Exactly.
Because guess what? They're going to lose their biggest contract, the U.S. government contract. Who's going to come in? You want Google running the whole internet? You want Chinese nonprofits coming in? No, you don't. You want the U.S. to be in control. This is how he did this at the U.N. last week. He wants to weaken our country. He doesn't want us to be a mean, tough superpower.
No.
And when it comes to controlling the internet, we created it. We should keep control. It's dangerous, and I don't want big businesses running this.
Let me add one thing to the seriousness of this, because this is being debated right now. Our government affairs director, Than Bennett, is in meetings right now in Washington. He'll give us a report tomorrow on this very topic. But this is, I want you to understand something. Giving control away from this, and we're backing Senator Cruz on this, is disastrous for this country. Control of the internet, which was created here in the United States, to go to an international body that will have stakeholders, including the Chinese, the Russians, the Koreans, North Koreans particularly. I could give you the parade of horribles. The countries that censor the internet, they're going to all want stakeholders in this. So this internet issue should become a very big deal for us, and we need to push back. There's some movement here, what they call playing the joints politically, and Than is working, our government affairs team is working on that right now. And for our new audience in New York, let me just explain to you, we have a full government affairs team in Washington, D.C. that's engaging this issue with our lawyers and our government affairs professionals right now. Logan, what are we hearing online or through social media on this? Or other topics? What's the main issue? And then we'll go right to the phones.
A lot of people put in their question for the debate. That's kind of what's going on right now. So a lot of people are commenting in about that. There are a few people talking about the internet. This is Joseph. I heard about the internet being given to the UN last year. I thought it was a bad idea then, and I still do.
Yep.
And this is coming in. A lot of people, again, commenting about the book, about Unholy Alliance. I'm trying to find one about actually the debate. A bunch of people put in their comments that are just questions for the candidates.
Well, that's what we want to go for.
A lot of those are coming in via the phones, too. I think we should take a call.
Let's do that in a moment. And I'm going to tell you, we've got a question going into the candidates today as well, and that is on the issue of genocide, because it has been such a big issue, and it will come up in this debate. And I will tell you, we've got an email out on that at aclj.org. If you get our emails, if you don't, just go to aclj.org and sign up. Great way to stay informed and engaged. But as Logan said, it is time to go to the phones. Let's take a couple phone calls
Let's go to Robin in Vegas. You're on the air.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Jay.
Yep.
I have two questions, Jay. One, supposedly on the 30th of this month, our economy is supposed to collapse. How would Clinton or Trump...
Well, I think, look, I don't know anything about the economy collapsing on the 30th. I mean, I've seen those posts on websites, but I will tell you this. I think the economy is going to be a front and center issue. And here's the fundamental question. Is Hillary Clinton going to continue the economic policies of President Obama, or is she not? And is Donald Trump said he is going to reform the tax code, simplify the tax code, abolish the IRS if necessary? Will Hillary Clinton do that? I think these are legitimate questions. I think these are questions that are going to come up.
I do believe that the debates could impact the economy, because there's going to be concern on both sides. I think from the bigger business world, they're concerned because Donald Trump wants to actually make sure that these billionaires are paying the same taxes as people in the middle class. So they're a little concerned about that. Also, neither one of these candidates are really popular. I mean, that's just the truth. A lot of people here are choosing between two people they're not that enthusiastic about. I'm not speaking for everyone here. I know there's a lot of Trump fans. I know there's a lot of Hillary Clinton fans. But that can impact the market.
The
and we see there's always that uncertainty before the next presidential election.
No doubt.
We do know the next president of the United States, the economy is a focus, and it's also part of our national security.
Sure, it's part of our national security. But I want to reiterate something we said at the beginning of this broadcast, and I don't want you to lose sight of this, folks. That 72 days between the election and the swearing in of the next president could be the most dangerous of the entire Obama administration, including the transfer of the internet, including other executive actions that can come down. We've got a special unit, the ACLJ, that is dedicated to not only engaging this, going to court if necessary to stop them, and we've been successful at this. We beat the IRS. We beat the president on the immigration issue. We beat the president on the stacking of the National Labor Relations Board. And we can do this, but we're going to have to be vigilant in this, not to mention the fact that I've got a question I'm going to throw out, and I'll use it for next segment, but why was President Obama using a pseudonym in communicating with Hillary Clinton on a private server? And maybe that was the reason why there was never going to be a prosecution here. But I'll save that one for the next segment. Let's go ahead and take another call.
Okay, let's go to Joshua calling in California on line 4.
Hi, Joshua.
Hey, Jay. I just had two quick questions.
Yep.
Do you think Trump has everything he needs with everything going on with Hillary to win the debate, with all the things going on with her? And second, do you think it's possible that Obama is pushing for martial law?
I don't think he's pushing for martial law. I think he's going to utilize executive actions in ways we've never seen it. So I'm answering your first one, your second question first. So we're going to have to be very, very vigilant. With regard to, does Donald Trump have everything he needs? Look, I mean, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to Hillary Clinton. I'm sure the Clinton people are saying that about Trump. But Donald Trump tonight has an opportunity to show he's president. material, presidential material, that he's got the stamina, of course. No one doubts that. She's got a stamina issue, so that doesn't come into him. What comes into him in playing him is if she pushes him hard, which she's going to, if she gets nasty, which Jordan and I predict she will, does he push back very aggressively, and does that hurt his campaign, or does he just stay above the fray and just hit her with the issues, hit her with her vulnerabilities, which are clearly untrustworthiness, the email scandals, the healthcare, I think, the health situation is a legitimate issue. I'd ask about the control of the internet. We've been talking about that the first segment of the broadcast. I think all of those are fair game.
Yeah, and here's the big question for Hillary Clinton. Let's say she takes that aggressive step. Well, Donald Trump is going to hit back hard. We know he was the best at doing that in the Republican primary.
He eliminated every one of them.
Those debates are way harder. You know why? Because you got friendly fire coming in, if you will, from people who know the issues and are agreeing with you in some part, but trying to say that they know it better. So he took those punches, and then he threw back harder punches than anyone on the stage. Yeah. He basically left all the candidates with their mouth wide open. Here's the danger for Hillary Clinton. And it could really work for her. It could be the worst for her. She could go in, hit him hard, and he responds hard, and she gets right back in it and shows she's tough. But if she hits him hard and he comes back with a whopper, and then we don't know about these health issues. We do know that there's a lot of concerns there. If she looks weak after that, she could be done.
Yeah.
So she's got to balance that. She may want to keep
my theory is he wants to make no news tonight. He wants to make as minimal news as he can other than he had a good performance, he had a command of the issues.
But she's
she needs a punch because the momentum is going towards Trump right now. And Colorado, by the way, is even. And if Colorado goes to Donald Trump, I suspect he's the next president of the United States.
She needs to show tonight that she's got the physical strength and endurance and mental ability, but she needs to put those concerns to rest because they're fair concerns. People have seen the eyes, they've seen the special glasses, the double vision, the fainting, the passing out. The list goes on. The serious blood clot concern. She needs to show to put all that to rest. To do that, you got to be really strong and aggressive. So as much as Donald Trump may want to try to keep it chill, and he might just let her kind of see how far she'll go, and he might just stay calm.
All right, Logan, you want to grab one more comment before we go to break here? You got one to grab?
Yeah, this says. I'd ask where the candidates stand with Israel. We're getting that over and over again.
The Israel one?
Yes.
Well, when we come back from the break, the very two different views, and this is very interesting. Donald Trump's view of the capital of Jerusalem, of Israel being Jerusalem, Hillary Clinton's silence on that. We'll come back and talk about it when we come back from the break. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110, and Logan, people can get their comments in as well.
That's right. Get your comments in on Facebook and Periscope. Easy ways to do it, just facebook.com/jsekulow, or find us on Periscope. Just search for jsekulow. Right there. You can tweet us. Awesome. @JSecco.
All right. We'll be back with more. And don't forget the book, Unholy Alliance, available wherever you get your books. Back with more in just a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The Obama administration is giving up American control over the internet, handing over its most important technical functions to a, quote, multinational body, perhaps even the United Nations. Do we really want Russia or China influencing whether we can create websites? Do we want the UN controlling key aspects of the world's most powerful mode of communication, our free speech? America has kept the internet free. Don't let our nation sign over our freedom to dictators. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. America has kept the internet free for decades. There's no reason to trust the dictators from Russia and China will protect our freedoms. Maintain American control and protect our online liberty. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone, and especially our new affiliate, AM 970, The Answer in New York. And we are thrilled, as a New Yorker, I am thrilled that we are now broadcasting from 6 to 7 every night, the full hour of the broadcast. And I appreciated the warm welcome I got this morning from a number of the hosts of the broadcast, and I appreciate that very much. All right, let's go right back to the phones. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. I am going to have an announcement on the Jerusalem issue, which may well come up tonight. I hope it does. But we'll wait and save that. Logan, let's grab a call.
Let's go to John, who's calling in Chicago.
Hey, John.
Good morning. Just wanted to ask Hillary Clinton a question. Considering all her years in public office and serving, what is it that she could prove positive that she has had an agenda on and have passed through government that has benefited the American people?
She is going to – I'll give you the prediction, John. She's going to say, well, you know, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare is good, but it could be better. And she's going to want to tweak the health care as if it's not a disaster already. So that's number one. Number two, she's going to talk about how the Middle East and the Iran, she's going to embrace the Iranian deal as a positive. Trump is going to go after it as a negative, as it is a negative in my view. So that's two things. Number three, I think you're going to see she's going to try to say, I will be the statesman the international community trusts. Of course, the only problem with that is the European Union is falling apart. England is exiting. Now there are votes, looks like, is going to take place. If the conservative government gets in France, they may exit the EU. So this international governments will trust me thing, I don't think that's going to work. But this is how she's going to play it, in my view. And I think we were talking about this during the break to our friends on Facebook and Periscope. I think she's going to come out very aggressive here. I don't think she can. She doesn't have the luxury of not appearing to be aggressive, especially with the health issues.
If she is dull, people are going to think there's something wrong with her. If she looks tired, people are going to think she's not fit to be president. And that all the stories, which, by the way, we know the stories are not true. I mean, she passed out. We all saw the video. We've seen the eyes. She left the campaign trail again last week, then came back. We've seen the special glasses. We've seen doctors' reports saying that those kind of blood clots can cause not just vision issues and fainting issues, but also impair judgment for momentary lapses of time.
Yeah, like TIAs.
And it's up to the American people to decide. If they trust her enough, that's fine. If they like the people she has around, then that shouldn't be necessarily disqualified.
Now, look who's not around, by the way, right now. Who do you see not in the news? You don't see Hume Abedin around. Cheryl Mills, you know, don't forget, and this is where Trump has got a lot to go after without appearing nasty.
Yeah.
He could just come right and say, no, wait a minute. The FBI granted Cheryl Mills, your chief of staff at the State Department, transactional immunity from prosecution and the email scandals. And at the same time, then allowed Cheryl Mills to be your lawyer during that investigation when the FBI Secretary Clinton was questioning you, which is both unethical and illegal. So you just start with that. And then I might throw out something like this. Why was the president using a pseudonym communicating on your private email server? The president of the United States, which is exactly, as I said, folks, why there's being no prosecution here. All right, what are we hearing on social media? Then we'll take some more calls.
Yeah, a lot of comments are coming in. This is an interesting one. Where did the candidates stand on Social Security? Do we know that?
You know, that has been one that has not been discussed on the Social Security issue. I don't think there's a lot of difference.
Donald Trump is not taking the more conservative view, the right view, which has not ever done well with voters, though I tend to agree with it, which is that the system needs to be totally reformed because people like me and our generation, we're paying into a system we're not going to get a dime from. He is not going there in this election, and that's fine. That was his choice. Honestly, you could kind of die on this sword politically. It's not moving through Congress right now. It's too divided of a Congress to get full Social Security reform, but he wants to protect it. That sells well with the number one voting demographic.
That's why he's doing that.
Voters over 65.
There are a lot of comments that are coming in just generally asking about when and where the debate is going to happen and how we can do it.
Sure.
So, yeah. So okay,
you go ahead and give the details. Look, let me just say this. Hofstra University was about three exits down from where I lived in New York. Okay. And for those that are listening on our brand new affiliate, 970 AM, you know exactly where Hofstra is. But the rest of the country, Logan, go ahead and give the rundown here.
Yeah, 9 o'clock Eastern tonight, we'll be at, like you said, at Hofstra University. But you're going to be able to watch it pretty much everywhere you get media. So all your major television networks and your cable news networks will all be carrying it.
Facebook,
you're talking about ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox. Everyone will have it. Fox News, then will have it. Then also, a bunch of news organizations partner with YouTube. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on Facebook Live. It will be Twitter is doing a live stream of it. There's a way you can watch it in virtual reality. If NBC has teamed up with Altspace VR to do a 360-degree version of it, wow. You can watch that if you have a Samsung gear, any of the options for that. Instagram is going to be doing some stories. So every media outlet is going to be covering this thing. Not going to be hard to miss. If you have the internet or if you have any form of television, you'll be able to see the debate tonight.
You're going to live tweet tonight. We're going to be together. Minutes, Jordan and I will be together tonight, so we'll live tweet.
And you know, this is, if you like politics, this is exciting because this is only round one. And I just want to let people, remind people, this is tonight, obviously, September 26th at Hofstra in New York. Then you've got the VP debate. May not get as much attention. Tim Kaine and Mike Pence are not necessarily the most intense. Though if this debate is really fiery, people are going to tune into that VP debate. That's at Longwood University in Virginia on Tuesday, October 4th. The next presidential debate after tonight will be October 9th. That's the one moderated by Anderson Cooper and Martha Raddatz. Yep. That's going to be in St. Louis, Missouri. And then the final presidential debate, think about it, just a couple weeks before, is Wednesday, October 19th, University of Nevada with Chris Wallace.
Yeah, which would be from Fox
News. He will ask those kind of questions, by the way. I don't know if the others will.
We'll see.
But I think he will get to the email questions for real.
Let me point out something that our director of policy, Harry Hutchison, shared with me this morning in our meeting, and that is National Review has an interesting piece out talking about how the candidates are really the same, but the political environment over the last 6 weeks has changed so drastically. Now, take a listen to this. So the FBI released its Clinton email investigation notes showing that there was plenty of evidence to press charges against Hillary Clinton. And we now know as of last week that there was all these immunity deals granted. Then Hillary Clinton suffered what seemed to be a serious health issue at Ground Zero. Bombs were detonated in New York and New Jersey as a terror attack. North Korea had another nuclear test. We had the riots in Charlotte. Then over the weekend, it's getting no coverage. Washington State, another mall shopping attack, just like what happened in Minnesota. Five people are dead. The individual that did it is a Turkish national. And no one's covering this. It got no coverage. A Turkish national committed an act of terror in a mall in Washington State. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd be curious if a lot of people watching today even knew it happened. No. I only knew because I saw on a Facebook trend over like to the right, oh, this was happening. And what is this? And slowly started coming. Five people. One woman was like 93 years old.
One was a 16-year-old girl who was a cancer survivor. Yeah. And by the way, the guy that did it, they first identified him as his Hispanic American.
I mean, just because in the grainy video he had slightly darker skin, dark hair.
They said he was Hispanic.
You know, these days we assume guys who are shooting up places, and
start
by the way,
proposition they're terrorists.
Their first thing was, oh, well, you know, his girlfriend worked there. She worked there 2 years ago and quit on her own free will. It's an ex-girlfriend. Yeah. So he wasn't going there to go after her. If we see someone like that in video, let's not assume they're Hispanic. First of all, that's disparaging to Hispanic people.
Sure is.
He could have been a lot of different things.
Well, I think
we assume this is an Islamic terrorist, and we're getting there. They said he shouted at women, a kind of, people didn't really know, but he shouted something out.
We know what that's
probably. And opened fire, and it was random people.
Okay, so here's the other thing, and I said this, the paradigm's upside down. When you have these mass attacks like this, start with the understanding that it's terrorism, and then you could work the facts backward. By the way, our book on Holy Alliance, available wherever books are sold, but also you can get a signed copy at buyunholyalliance.com. We've got an email out on the genocide issue, which we're getting to the candidates today. You can sign that at aclj.org when you get the email. Also, we have, I should say this, an email a petition up that involves the issue of the internet control, because that's being debated this week. You can sign that at aclj.org. Logan's going to let you know the other ways you can get the next half hour of the broadcast.
Yes, you can join us on Facebook, Periscope, or aclj.org. If you don't get it on your radio station, which many of you do, again, just search for Jay Sekulow. We're broadcasting live there right now, archived on the Jay Sekulow Live podcast and on the ACLJ app on all Apple devices and Roku.
The Obama administration is giving up American control over the internet. America has kept the internet free. Don't let our nation sign over our freedom to dictators. There's no reason to trust the dictators from Russia and China will protect our freedoms. Maintain American control and protect our online liberty. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Well, it's the debate of debates. They're expecting 100 million plus people to watch it, as many as watch the Super Bowl. It's Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. We're asking you the questions you want asked. I've got a couple. I want to know, number one, Ms. Clinton, what is Secretary Clinton, what is your view of handing over the control of the internet and taking away from the United States control and supervision? How do you answer that one? Are you in favor of what President Obama is about to do unless we get aggressive and stop it? And we are being aggressive. And as Jordan said in the first half hour, we've been working on this for 2 years. That's number one. Second question I'd like to ask is, the president was really using a pseudonym when he was communicating with you on your private email server? The president of the United States was using a pseudonym to communicate with Secretary Clinton, and you knew you were getting those, and you knew you were not on a secured server. I'd ask that question, and I'm sure there's a lot of other questions that are going to be asked. All right, let's go ahead and take a call or take some comments, Logan.
A lot of people are commenting, some people about the book. A lot of people still talking about the book.
Great.
And a lot of comments, why are these, this is a comment from Karen, who said, why are the debates being moderated mostly by liberals?
Well, they're not, because, interesting, Chris Wallace is, from Fox News is doing the interview on the last debate, the final debate, which is sometimes the biggest one. And I don't think that, I think actually these are good moderators.
Yeah, Lester Holt is the NBC Nightly News. I mean, listen, they will get
down the road.
They will get judged.
Some said he's a registered Republican. I don't know if that's
probably
true.
He will be heavily criticized and judged. They're preparing for that too, so they've got to really have the right questions. I get it why, because the last round of debates, there were some just bad debate questions, uninformed questioners. And so I think they're all going to be nervous about that. They pulled that stuff on Mitt Romney. Donald Trump, unlike Mitt Romney, who's a bit too polite and got a little bit nervous in those debates, one thing we know is that Donald Trump is not nervous in front of a camera. Maybe to his own detriment to a bit.
Right.
But I mean, while he's still like out there, I it'll be interesting to know. We'll all get this sense of, did he prepare differently? Or is he just going to show the people, hey, this is what the Republican Party loves so much about it? Because remember, people did love tuning into those, even non-Republicans.
Yeah.
This is a whole new audience.
Oh, it's a whole new audience,
guess
what? A whole new debate.
This guy's already been in primetime before successfully.
Absolutely.
Hillary Clinton has it.
All right, let's take a phone call here before the break.
All right, continuing on. Let's go to Terry in Wilmington.
Hey, Terry. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Jay, hey, how are you doing?
Great.
If anybody can do this, I know you can get it done. With all this stuff about the debate tonight and who's inviting who to sit on the front row, and we know that Hillary has invited this billionaire, what about if we have four empty seats on the front row representing, and maybe with the names and the faces of the four men that were killed in Benghazi?
I mean, one thing I will tell you this is, I understand your sentiment and the message you're trying to communicate, but it's very hard to take the loss of life in a situation like that and politicize it, although Benghazi is certainly an issue. And I'd ask her again. I'd say, Secretary Clinton, do you believe that the attacks on our embassy in Benghazi were because of a video? I'd get her answer. And I'd like to get that answer straight and direct. And I also would like to get her answer on, will she move have the U.S. recognize that the capital of Israel is Jerusalem, as Donald Trump said he would this week?
I think Donald Trump would do that if the debate folks let him. I'm not sure they would, because that may be
it's
overly.
It's not controlled by the parties. Don't control the.
No,
it's the election commission.
Right.
And the
now
debate
you can invite
commission.
Who you want. You know, and Hillary Clinton's bringing Mark Cuban. Which, by the way, I mean
that's I thought
Mark Cuban's a successful guy. I think he's fun on Shark Tank. But also, I mean, like, he is a Donald Trump.
Oh, he's a billionaire.
So she's saying no, but I mean his personality too.
Oh yeah, he's a character.
So she's embracing Mark Cuban, but not Donald Trump. But remember, Hillary Clinton was at Donald Trump's wedding. She has always embraced these type of people, but now he's unqualified in her opinion. So that's interesting to me, that dynamic. Second, there's the talk about is Donald Trump bringing any of the former
mistresses of
former President Bill Clinton. If I were him and they would actually show up, I'd fill the entire front row that I have my tickets. The Presidential Debate Commission can't stop that. People need to be reminded. It's been a long time. They need to be reminded. Who are the Clintons that you may be allowing back into the White House? This is a president... former President Bill Clinton, who kind of disgraced it.
Yeah, and look, I'm sure that they
and they'll come shocked by it.
Yeah, and they'll come back, and Clinton will come back though. And this is the thing to talk about Donald Trump's, you know, multiple relationships as well. So it's fraught with problems for both sides. All right, we'll take your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We'll take your comments via Facebook and Periscope as well. We have only one phone line open, Logan.
That's right. You can get it right now, 1-800-684-3110. Be on the air.
Don't forget unholyalliancebook.com or buyunholyalliance.com if you want a signed copy. Back with more in a moment.
The Obama administration is giving up American control over the internet, handing over its most important technical functions to a, quote, multinational body, perhaps even the United Nations. Do we really want Russia or China influencing whether we can create websites? Do we want the UN controlling key aspects of the world's most powerful mode of communication, our free speech? America has kept the internet free. Don't let our nation sign over our freedom to dictators. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. America has kept the internet free for decades. There's no reason to trust the dictators from Russia and China will protect our freedoms. Maintain American control and protect our online liberty. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Getting the attention that it should be getting, and I keep saying this, and we've, as Jordan said, we've been saying this for 2 years, and this is this transfer of the internet to outside of U.S. control. This is a disaster. This is what we warned you about in the final days of the administration, what he would try to do. Transfer the U.S. oversight of the internet into international NGO stakeholders. Can you imagine letting the Chinese NGOs and the Russian NGOs have the determining factor of what they can and cannot do? Well, Bill Clinton didn't like it, evidently. Here's what he said back at the Clinton and It Global Initiative just in 2014.
The United States has been by far the country most committed to keeping the internet free and open and uninterrupted. And a lot of these people who say they want multi-stakeholder control over domain names and internet access, what they really do is want the ability to shut down inconvenient exchanges within their own countries.
I cannot imagine I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say this. I 100% agree with former President Bill Clinton. Now, ask his wife tonight, the Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, do you believe that President Obama is doing the right thing by transferring control of the internet? That's what I would ask. Do you believe that President Obama is doing the right thing by transferring the control of the internet so that we no longer have U.S. supervision and oversight and terminating the contract with the Department of Commerce? I'd ask that question, see what kind of response we get. Let's go right back to the phones.
All right, continuing on, let's go to Jim, who's calling on line four.
Hi, Jim.
Jay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your service to the American people. My question for tonight's candidates,
yep.
As president, what steps would you take, if any, to protect our religious freedoms and the religious freedoms of people like Kim Davis, who served 7 days in prison?
Or how about the little? I'd ask it this way, Jim. I like the question. Here's what I would say. I would say, Secretary Clinton, Mr. Trump, would you advise the Department of Justice, if you were the president, would you allow your Department of Justice to take on the Little Sisters of the Poor, who objected to the portion of Obamacare dealing with abortifacients? Would you agree that the Department of Justice had the right to go after the Little Sisters of the Poor? So do you take the side of the United States government, or do you take the side of the Little Sisters of the Poor? I know who I would take, and that is the Little Sisters of the Poor. And by the way, there are communities that traditionally have not been involved in the political environment, including the Amish. And we were just up in Pennsylvania. And they even have right now, which is interesting, a super PAC that a lot of them formed for Donald Trump because of the religious liberty issue.
Yeah, I mean,
issue.
These very issues, they were at the forefront of these battles of the Supreme Court
back
well
in the 60s
before
and 70s, yeah.
The Protestants and the Catholics were fighting these battles because the government wanted to take over their schools, force their kids to go to the public school system, which, again, that involved, you know, the homeschooling issue kind of at the time. That's why homeschooling has been able to be defended as these early Amish cases.
Right.
And parental choice over education, vaccination, all these different things. So I know people are all over the board on our listeners. Getting to make your own choices be informed by your religious belief. To an extent, we don't allow, obviously, terrorism under the name of religion. We don't allow...
Those are compelling governmental interests to stop it. It's the question is, are they going to enforce it? And I think, the significance here is, I would use the Little Sisters of the Poor as the example. Whose side do you take, Madam Secretary? Whose side do you take, Mr. Trump?
Now, interesting, each of these debates has three themes.
Right.
This debate's theme, it'll be interesting to see comes up. America's direction, all of those questions could come in that.
Right.
Religious liberty, achieving prosperity,
that's the economy.
And then securing America. And for me, I think that's where most people, the economy, and I know a lot of our listeners care about religious liberty, but I do think the economy and national security are going to take center stage.
Logan, and you've said that the national security issue you think for your generation is going to be the issue.
Absolutely.
And the polls are showing that, by the way.
My only concern with that is that stuff happens like what happened in Washington and it's just not getting reported. And now we're going to see this sort of washing of the news where when terrorism happens, it doesn't even make social media.
Let me, for those that don't know, which is probably most of our listening audience because they got no coverage, there was an attack in Washington State, in Everett, Washington. Five people are dead, including a 16-year-old girl who had just survived cancer. She's dead. They initially described the individual as Hispanic male. Of course, that was incorrect. The male was, in fact, of Turkish origin. Turkey is a predominantly Muslim country. They initially said no terrorism relations. Now they're saying they're not ruling out anything. But as Logan said, it got completely ignored in the media. The media completely ignored five dead Americans at the hands of a Turkish national in Washington State and ignored it like nothing happened. In a mall. Which, similar to what happened when we had New York, New Jersey, and Minnesota. Again, same thing.
And I'll tell you, there was a large music festival right across the street from our offices here at our media center this week. And I've attended a lot of these before. The amount of security, they did a great job. Police, different kinds of police forces. But you can tell, even in a place where in the past, this was not 100,000 people, this was 20,000. But they are ready for something significantly dangerous. The way everybody's now having to control traffic, foot traffic, car traffic, how close cars get to things, who's getting in, how many times you scan. And
that's just part of it.
And you know what? I mean, thankfully, yes, because you have to think twice now about these activities.
All right, let's take another call.
Let's go to Jordy in California.
Hi, Jordy. Go ahead.
Thank you. If Clinton is elected president and then sometime between the election and the swearing-in ceremony she would be convicted, who then would be the president?
Well, that's not – and first of all, she hasn't been charged with anything. So if she was charged with some, and she's not going to be, if she was charged with anything today, she wouldn't be convicted by then. If she was sworn in as president and she was unable to serve because it was a high crime or misdemeanor, and therefore she was not able to serve, the vice president. So Tim Kaine would be. But look, the fact of the matter is there is no charges being leveled. I laid that case out. I appreciate the call, Jordy. I laid that case out in the beginning. As soon as we got word Friday afternoon that President Obama was using a pseudonym to communicate with Hillary Clinton on her private server, I said that in the beginning, folks. I said that there was something there that was from the top, and that was the reason why this was never an investigation to start with.
Please understand, everybody. Do not hold out any kind of hopes for that happening.
It is not happening.
It is a pipe dream. Not even. It should not even be in your dreams at all. The truth is, President Obama, when Hillary Clinton's had to leave the campaign trail, he's been the one hitting it for.
Yes,
he wants Hillary Clinton in office, not because I think they have a great relationship. He needs her to continue his political programs. He needs the expansion of Obamacare, else it won't survive. Yeah. So he needs her. He's on the campaign trail. He is protecting her. So are the Democrats. And will continue to. And if she is sworn in and she does become President of the United States, guess who's in charge of the Department of Justice and the FBI? Hillary Clinton. So no one's getting in trouble.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. When that happens, we will be ready, but we'll see what happens. All right, let's take another call.
All right, let's just go in order today. A lot of calls came in, a lot of people at home. Let's go to Sylvia in Modesto, California.
Yeah, we'll take some comments from Facebook and Periscope afterwards. All right, Sylvia, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for taking my call. I'm kind of surprised that the SB 3034 bill went through the Senate, and now the ICCAN is going to be voting in a few hours about turning over the internet to the UN.
October 1st is the date upon which, by the way, the contract didn't expire October 1st. The contract could go for another 3 years, and then we could renegotiate it again. This is completely, Sylvia, within our control. What Sylvia's talking about is this control of the internet that President Obama is determined to hand over to international stakeholders when even Bill Clinton said this would be a gigantic mistake for precisely the reason we're concerned about, will squelch the First Amendment. But this president, and I told you folks, between that election, and this is coming a little before then, and at the latter part of his term, this is when you got to watch out for these activities.
We've been talking about this. We've been fighting back on this for years. We knew President Obama, this was one of his ultimate goals. As you said, Dad, this is he's doing it when he's no longer up for re-election,
right,
when he's not worried about the makeup of the Congress, there's not midterm elections. And I think he thinks he can take the heat for this, and Hillary Clinton doesn't necessarily have
but
to.
But I'd ask her tonight.
Yeah, but she could say she disagrees, and she has no vote right now, is what I mean. Now, I'm a little upset that Republicans aren't standing with Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Again, I think the mainstream Republicans, this goes to Paul Ryan, this goes to Mitch McConnell, are showing why Donald Trump became the nominee. People don't want these guys in leadership because they will not even take action when it should be bipartisan, and it could be, but they won't take action.
It would be.
It's sad.
Yeah, but here's the president's spokesperson, Josh Earnest, trying to fend it off.
The president's not going to be a part of any effort to sign those kinds of ideological writers into law when they're attached to a short-term spending bill.
I assume you're referring to the ICAM provision that's been offered by Senator Cruz.
That's so correct.
That's a red line for you guys. You'd be unwilling to sign a budget that includes that.
With regard to the proposal that's being moved forward by Senator Cruz with the strong support of Donald Trump, we see a proposal that doesn't withstand any scrutiny.
Let me give you some scrutiny. We don't have to do this. We're the stakeholder. We don't have to do this. This is the government. Under Barack Obama, when he makes his speech at the United Nations, this is what he wants. He wants internet. They love using this phrase, global stakeholders. Now, let me tell you who those global stakeholders are. Russia, China, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, the OIC. These are your stakeholders. Now, do you want these as your stakeholders? Turkey? They're stakeholders. I don't. So that's why we're fighting. And by the way, we'll get a report from Van Bennett on this tomorrow. I hope this comes up tonight in the debates, by the way. Logan, comments from Facebook and Periscope. Let's take another call after that.
Yeah, some comments coming in. One person just asked us, it's unrelated, but Nancy, what station is carrying in New York now?
So the station that it's 970 a.m. in New York. It is The Answer, part of the Salem Radio Network, and we are thrilled. I can't tell you how happy, you can tell how happy I am. As a New Yorker, being back in the hometown and a big signal out of Manhattan, it covers all the boroughs. WNYM AM 970, The Answer. And we appreciate being able to be adding them as an affiliate to our network. That is just a thrill for us, and we're glad. I was on with Joe Piscopo this morning.
How was that?
Yeah, it was good. A lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with Joe, and I'm glad to be part of their afternoon and neat drive time lineup. All right, we'll take more of your calls and comments when we come back at 800-684-3110.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
The Obama administration is giving up American control over the internet, handing over its most important technical functions to a, quote, multinational body, perhaps even the United Nations. Do we really want Russia or China influencing whether we can create websites? Do we want the UN controlling key aspects of the world's most powerful mode of communication, our free speech? America has kept the internet free. Don't let our nation sign over our freedom to dictators. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. America has kept the internet free for decades. There's no reason to trust the dictators from Russia and China will protect our freedoms. Maintain American control and protect our online liberty. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Last segment of the program, and we are thrilled that The Answer 970 AM is now part of the Jay Sekulow Live affiliate network. We're thrilled with that. We are going to take your calls in rapid succession here, but let me just say this, that we were talking about how it's going to come out tonight. I want to start with Logan. I think Donald Trump's going to be pretty aggressive. I think he's going to kind of use what got him there, but I think he's going to try to create no foul. You're saying, Logan, that people will be disappointed if he's not?
I think you're right. I think a lot of people are tuning in, just like they did the previous debates, to see Donald Trump be Donald Trump. If he comes out, it's just sort of a normal, everyday presidential candidate. I don't know if that does anything for him. Yes, he can't make a mistake, and that is absolutely true. But if he doesn't come out with some sort of bravado, you know, I think a lot of people will be sad they watched.
All right, Jordan.
And this is my point. I've talked a lot about, you know, Hillary Clinton, can she show the strength? And Donald Trump has been so good at taking out candidates as he's done throughout this process with punches. And he's been able to take a punch very well and deliver back.
But
if Hillary Clinton is able to come out with all the health concerns, with all these things surrounding her, the scandals, if she's able to come out and take Donald Trump on and knock him out to where he gets a little shaky, he gets a little nervous, he gets a little sweaty, and she shows how strong she is. I'm saying this is hypothetical. We don't know how strong she is, but if she is able to do that, she may very well have sealed her fate to become next president of the United States. Because if she does that tonight, these next debates, I don't know if Donald Trump can come back from being hit that hard. He's never had to go through that before.
Right. No guarantee people watch tonight are going to watch next time.
All right. Let's go ahead and we're going to do these in rapid fire here.
All right. Let's go to Ernest on
Ernest, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm a conservative Christian African American.
Yes, sir.
And I could not, by my conscience, vote for President Obama either time because of his. But my concern is, I'm having health problems, and I have benefited greatly from Obamacare. If it wasn't for Obamacare, I don't know if I would be alive today.
Yeah.
My concern is, if Donald Trump wins the White House and becomes president, what will he do to help people like me? Because
Ernest, I appreciate it. I think, look, first of all, I'm sorry to hear about your health concerns, your health challenges, but look, but the Republicans have said this too. Donald Trump has as well. No one's doing away with coverage. The idea is to make this better, because the problem is a lot of people, I'm glad you're able to get help, but a lot of people aren't. So the question will be how they view Obamacare, and that'll come up tonight in the debate, and there's going to be, Hillary Clinton's going to want to expand it, and Donald Trump's going to want to go back to a more controlled system, get the government out of it, and help people get access to coverage. Real quick, Jordan.
Yes, remember, you go to the hospital, you can get coverage whenever you need, if you've got an emergency. Secondary, for those of you suffering from more long-term,
the
costs are going up at an insane rate. States are dropping out. There are no choices to make anymore.
No, they said, Democrats are saying they're going to have to they got to work with the Republicans to fix Obamacare.
But
it's not working.
The only way they can really fix it is to raise taxes. Yep. The way Hillary Clinton wants to expand it, Republicans aren't going for that if they keep the House.
No, if they keep the House.
So that means Obamacare is, if she's president, I mean, we're going to have to keep dealing with
this, which is going to be tough. All right, Logan.
All right, let's go on. Let's go to Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Washington.
Quick. You're on.
Hi, Jay. Yep. I'd like to ask Hillary, who would you go to vet Syrian refugees?
She's going
to
say she's going to rely on the international community. The United Nations has a vetting source, and I would say the answer to that is they have no vetting source. Our own secrets, our own FBI, our own Department of Justice, our own Homeland Security says we have no idea. That should be the answer to that question. Go ahead, next.
Moving on. Thanks for calling.
I could do the debate. Here we go.
All right, let's go to Catherine in Washington also.
Catherine, go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling from the state of Washington because we are in mourning up here for the loss of the people at the mall. I really appreciate the fact that you guys mentioned it.
Yep.
And we are far more frightened than we ever were before. Is there anything that these candidates are going to do about this?
They're going to change the Catherine, because, and we have, the reason we brought it up today, and I know no one is, I've watched the news this morning, no one's covering this. This was absurd. First of all, our thoughts and prayers with you all in Washington State. Five Americans are killed in a mall by a guy from Turkey. Okay, let me start with the paradigm, the Jay Sekulow method of this. That's terrorism. First of all, if he wasn't from Turkey, it's terrorism. It's terrorism with probably foreign connections. I'd assume that until proven otherwise. But not this mainstream media, and certainly not this administration. Don't even mention it. I don't even know if they sent out a tweet about it.
I didn't see anything. I didn't even know it was happening until 24 hours after.
This is where, Jordan, they get into their political correctness nonsense, and we're paying the price for that, folks. That's why in our book, Unholy Alliance, we deal with how to correct this.
Yeah, I'm actually looking up right now the religious demographics, just if you could get like a... See, I believe it's like 98%, 99% Muslim.
Yeah.
There are different kinds of Muslims there. It's a little bit more diverse. But what we have seen is these are individuals, if they have this background, as you said, the assumption should be first...
It's terrorism.
International act of terrorism. Right. And then work your way back. Who are you offending? You're offending the shooter who killed five innocent people at a mall?
Right.
We're not offending... We don't care about offending him. He is a terrorist... regardless of whether it was motivated by his Islamic faith. But if you know he's from Turkey, then you want to get his religious background and you want to know what he's done online. And was he shouting? We knew he shouted something.
They said he shouted something. We thought a woman's name.
Allah Akbar sounds a lot like that. If people aren't, you know, this is in a heat of the
moment. Oh, it's a horrible
moment.
Situation.
Yeah.
I mean, five people are dead, including a 16-year-old girl. But I'm glad we mentioned it.
Take another call from Washington. Let's go to Diane and Moses Lake, Washington.
Hey, Diane. A lot of calls from Washington today.
Hi, Jay. I wanted to ask Hillary a question. How many times have you been under investigation for suspected wrongdoing or murder?
Well, I would, Diane, I think that's fine. I don't know about she's never been under investigation for murder. I know you're talking about the Vince Foster situation, but let me tell you what I would do. I just would start with the scandals. Just start with the email scandals and ask the hard questions. And don't say, well, I apologize for that and take that for, you know, the IRS tried that too. We beat them at the Court of Appeals. All right, let's get these last two calls in.
Victoria in Prattville, Alabama.
All right, Victoria in Prattville, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Logan,
yes,
you know where Prattville is?
Sure.
Pardon me?
Just ask Logan. I've been through Prattville. Okay, there you go. Go ahead, Victoria.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, Jay, for everything that you do for our country, first of all.
Thanks.
My question, what I'd like to ask Hillary, is she has taken pride in saying, I would like the American people to look at what I have done and vote for me based on what I've accomplished. My question to her would be, Hillary, would you be willing to surrender the audit concerning the $10 billion that were given in aid to Haiti?
Yeah, and her answer to that's going to be, no, the foundation's business, they're not running for president. But you bring up a valid point. And I think the whole pay-for-play thing is also fair game tonight. And I hope Lester Holt brings that up because he sure should.
Yeah, these are all issues that deserve to be discussed. If Lester Holt doesn't, and there's tough questions should be asked of Donald Trump too. If he doesn't, and they kind of takes that Matt Lauer approach.
I think he's going to be pretty tough on both sides.
You know
sides.
What, though? Trump and Hillary, do you even need a moderator?
No, I wish they'd just let him, like Lincoln Douglas, just let him go at it. All right. Can we get the last one in, Logan?
Glenda, you're on the air very quickly.
Really quick, Glenda.
Yeah, hey, just want to reiterate what you've said before, and that is that voting elections have consequences.
Right.
Because what Kerry said about the media not reporting on these things is why they didn't report.
Do we have that bite? I don't know if I got time. I'm going to play it right now, folks. This is exactly what he said exactly happened this week.
And that's
if you decide one day you're going to be a terrorist and you're willing to kill yourself, you can go out and kill some people. You can make some noise. Perhaps the media would do us all a service if they didn't cover it quite as much.
Secretary Kerry, guess what? I guess the media did you a service because they didn't cover it quite as much. We're going to continue to cover it, and our thoughts and prayers with the people in Washington State. All right, folks, if you're getting our emails, if you're not, go to aclj.org. Sign up for those. There's multiple ways for you to connect with us also on Facebook and Periscope and Logan, tell everybody.
Yeah, every social media outlet, you can find the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, Jordan Sekulow. Follow Jordan tonight as he live tweets the debate. So that'll be fun to watch. And you can also find us online, archived later on, if you don't watch us through Facebook and Periscope, on the ACLJ
app. I don't hold back on this. If Donald Trump is not doing a good job, you'll see me writing it. And if Hillary Clinton's doing great, I'll write that too. It'll be fair.
The Obama administration is giving up American control over the internet. America has kept the internet free. Don't let our nation sign over our freedom to dictators. There's no reason to trust the dictators from Russia and China will protect our freedoms. Maintain American control and protect our online liberty. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.com.